Thank you so much, Mary. Get Mary's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com or by downloading the Storm Tracker 13 mobile app. It is free for both Apple and Android devices and will give you up-to-the-moment weather information wherever you happen to be across southern Colorado. KRDO News time is 5:36. Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline, ABC News correspondent Andy Fields from Washington. And Andy, what was supposed to be a purely procedural, almost ceremonial event in the halls of Congress today turned out to be quite different. And Andy, what is the latest right now in the nation's capital?
Well, I think it's going to go down as one of the darkest days in American history. This is a day where the president told his supporters, march up Pennsylvania Avenue and go to the U.S. Capitol. And they took his advice. Now, he did preface this or proceed that with and be peaceful, but they ignored that advice. They stormed the Capitol. They overwhelmed the Capitol police. There didn't seem to be enough police on hand to do that there. Broke through the doors of the Capitol, broke windows. We saw a man with a Confederate flag walking through the rotunda. Another person in Nancy Pelosi's suite of offices, apparently one of the protesters, putting his feet up on the desk, smiling. Protesters got in and onto the Senate floor. One of them got up on the dais and said, President Trump won this election. This is being stolen. At one point, those electoral boxes, the votes that are held in mahogany boxes of the official sealed votes, had to be rushed out of the Senate chamber as protesters came in for fear that they would destroy them. That is what happened today, and it's only a part of it.
Yeah, and we know D.C. is currently under a curfew. Congress set to resume in about 20 minutes or so, but I know it was hard to even think that we could get to this point, but where do we go from here, and what happens next is obviously things can't go back to what we saw yesterday and what seemed to have been normal after the events that unfolded today.
Well, clearly Twitter and Facebook think that the president was inciting this violence because they have locked down the president's Twitter account, which is basically oxygen for the president. After two tweets, one after Joe Biden implored him to condemn this violence and tell the people to get out of the Capitol. Then moments later, the president released a video that didn't quite, certainly didn't condemn them. But he said, look, I understand why you're angry and hurt. I am too. The election was stolen, but hey, it's time to go home and we need peace. Certainly not a condemnation, certainly not a call for them to leave the town. And then later, shortly after that, the president basically tweeted, in effect, hey, things happen when you steal an election. I get it. I understand it. We will remember this day forever. After that, that was about enough for Twitter, and Twitter locked down his account and pulled those two tweets, as well as Facebook pulling the video here. So the president now has no social media, at least an outlet to the rest of the world, unless you're on Parler, which is geared mostly toward folks who are far right or conspiracy theorists. So it is... it's an extraordinary moment in U.S. history here, and we're not sure what's going to happen on the Hill because they still have to do their constitutional duty and certify the president-elect Joe Biden as the next president of the United States.
Yeah, and that work is going to continue on, and I think a lot of lawmakers are trying to make that a very vocal showing that this cannot be stopped. But this all happened as we had the backdrop, the other big story, the election results out of Georgia coming through and pretty much showing the future of the Senate will most likely be in Democrat-controlled hands now.
Yeah, this is pretty extraordinary, and Republicans in Georgia are pretty much pointing to President Trump for literally tilting the election in favor of Democrats there by putting in doubt whether their votes would count. Many Republicans in Georgia said, I'm not going to vote at all. The president says it's rigged. Why should I do that? And so that may have suppressed the vote to the point where the Democrats, it appears, have won a narrow win against both the Republican senators.
Yeah, this is very, very strange, and obviously this will unfold for the next weeks, if not years. And as you'd said, this is a very historic day that we've seen here in our nation. Andy Field, thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we have another check of traffic and weather together still ahead right here on KRDO's Afternoon News.